Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. My voice just cracked and I'm not even going through puberty. I have no idea what that was about. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also, Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Body 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. I could listen to that all day. I swear to God I could. How pathetic am I? Speaking of pathetic, I don't know why anybody's watching the Facebook live stream, but it never fails to amaze me. Now that Facebook is lightening up on the shadow banning and the throttling, it's still bad, but not as bad as it had been. My views for the Facebook live stream of my show have gone up from the hundreds into the thousands. I know hundreds sounds like a lot for most people, and it is for most people. For me, it's nothing because I got 7,000 people following me, and it's the largest. I mean, it's insane. But at least now they're not doing the shadow banning isn't as bad. So now they're allowing thousands of people to see the Facebook live stream of my show as opposed to the hundreds. It really is amazing to me because there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. If you go to Facebook Facebook right now and go to the Dimitri page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V to it, you will see the Facebook live stream. You'll see my picture with a red circle around it means I'm doing a live stream. But there's nothing to see. There's a microphone. There's a high school graduate talking into the microphone. There's our state-of-the-art podcaster board, which now the micro SD card is full. Recording has stopped. I have no idea what that means, but I know at some level that we just didn't pay for a good enough system. That's my guess. And you can see the screen that we have here right behind me with Herb Electric. And you can see our state-of-the-art fluorescent light bulbs. Are they bulbs or tubes? I don't know what they are. And what else? That's pretty much it. And yet people watch. And I'll never understand why. Now, I can understand when I have a good guest. Like Carly Dittmar is a great guest. She's a lovely guest. And I turned my iPad over, with the iPad is the camera that I use, to you could see her. So that was good. But then I forgot to something screwed up at my end with the audio. So it was just a train wreck this morning, like it is every morning. But really, there's nothing to see. And yet, thousands of people tune in to see nothing. It's sort of like Seinfeld for radio. Except Seinfeld, they had talent. Me, it's just, it's just me. So. In any event, back to this thing with the useless protesters, the propaganda press, Seven especially. My God, how they hate... Oh, they hate Trump and they hate you and they love these misfit Marxists, this ragtag group and these. And you heard the chanting there at the end of the video that the newspaper, the only time the newspaper does video and a slideshow is if it's an anti-Trump thing. That's how much billionaire Bob hates Donald Trump and hates anyone connected with him. And so again today, I just played it for you. The end of the thing, Trump is a crook. Trump is a crook. And yet you never have any of the reporters who are covering this propaganda protest, any of the propaganda protests, because they're done periodically by the bitter leftist losers who, of course, lost the last election and they don't know what else to do. So it's like, let's protest Trump because Trump bad. That's the only time that the newspaper will do a video and a slideshow. If it's something bad about Trump, that's how bad billionaire Bob hates Trump. He really, really, really hates Trump. And the picture that he used in the one story here, top headlines, Trump tariff push as a race against time and potential voter backlash. And honestly, it's the most unflattering picture you could ever have of Donald Trump. It looks as if his hair is flying in nine different directions and he's doing almost a Nazi salute. That's the picture that they used. Because that's how much billionaire Bob hates Donald Trump because he hates you. Elitist snob. Anyway, so there's that. Also with this whole tariff thing. But by the way, the media coverage of this is really interesting because the reporters never ask the obvious questions. Why are you protesting? Now, you might think that's a no-brainer. But in fact, that's the key question, isn't it? And if somebody says, well, Trump's a crook, Trump's a crook. Okay, that's why you're protesting. So what law did President Trump violate to make him a crook? They never ask that question. They never ask, well, Doge, Elon Musk, is simply exposing corruption and fraud and misrepresentation and ineptitude. He's posting all of his findings on Twitter, on ex-Twitter. Are there any findings with which you disagree? Were any of them wrong? Why would you be upset that Elon Musk is exposing the fraud and the corruption in our federal government? Why would you be upset that he is simply disclosing the truth about what the records indicate? You never hear any of those questions. You never hear any questions like, well, you're protesting the reciprocal tariffs that Donald Trump is imposing to match the tariffs imposed already by these other companies. Why are you upset with reciprocal tariffs? They never asked those questions. Because if they did, I am sure, in fact, I'll bet you your last dollar, the vast majority of those protesters would go, I don't know, but Trump bad. They don't even bother asking the question. It's all performance art. It's all propaganda press. That's all this is. And Seven loves to cover this, and Bob Nutting loves to cover this because they really hate Trump. They really hate him. And now suddenly the left cares about the economy. Think about that. When gas prices were going through the roof, when people were losing their jobs, when inflation was insane, did the left complain about any of that? During this past administration, when the Democrats were in control of the federal government? Of course not. They don't care about that stuff. They just hate Trump. That's all it is. And the useless, dying local media is more than happy to publicize the propaganda, to help spread the propaganda. We can see right through that. But really ask yourself this, why is it that the left, including these local Marxist misfits, never had a problem with foreign countries placing exorbitant tariffs on American-made products, costing God knows how many American jobs? They never had a problem with that. But now they have a problem with Donald Trump imposing reciprocal tariffs, is essentially tit for tat, if I may use that term in mixed company, on these same countries that had imposed these massive tariffs on American products. These misfit Marxists, these Democrats, and make no mistake about it, these are all leftist Democrats with these protests. That's all this is, bitter losers. They don't have a problem with the ridiculously high tariffs that the other countries are placing on American goods. But they've got a real big problem with us placing the same rate as a tariff on their goods. Why is that? They hate America. They hate you. The sooner they can tear down this country, the sooner they can rebuild it, the great reset, replace you with illegals. You don't take my word for it. Just go to Springfield, Ohio, or the Mid-Mon Valley in Pennsylvania and Charleroi. Just take a good look there. They want to replace you with illegals. That's the game plan. Give them Social Security numbers so they can vote, so they can steal every election. It's not complicated. It really isn't. Except the GOP is so spineless, the establishment is so spineless that they don't want to do anything about it because they hate Trump too. And have you noticed with the media? On and on about the increased cost of goods with Trump placing reciprocal tariffs on foreign goods. Have you noticed there were never any stories? As far as I know, never. I know never covers a lot of territory, but let's say virtually never. There are virtually never any stories about how excessive tariffs imposed by the foreign governments on American goods, what this is costing us in the way of American jobs. They never complain about that. They don't care about that. They don't care about American workers. They just don't care. They certainly don't care about the increased cost of American goods in these other countries. The only thing they supposedly care about is the increased cost of goods short term regarding these reciprocal tariffs. Now they care about us. Just as soon as Trump became president, they suddenly cared about the price of eggs. It's all rigged. They all hate you. This is just propaganda. That's all this is. And if you don't believe me, ask yourself this. Why is it that they're focusing on the reciprocal tariffs, which certainly could have a short-term effect on some goods, foreign goods? I'll grant you that, short-term, no question, some. And yet they never mention, I shouldn't say never, they virtually never mention in this same story where they supposedly care about the American economy, which they don't. They just, it's an excuse to trash Trump. I'm going to tell you something that the vast majority of my listeners probably don't know because they've not seen it almost anywhere in the media. But I'm going to give you some really, really, really good news about the economy. News that the local media all but ignore. Did you know that in this past month, March, there were more than 280,000 new jobs created? In other words, more than 250,000 new jobs created in 1 month under Trump. Who gives a rat's ass about reciprocal tariffs when we have now created more than 250,000 new jobs in 1 month under Trump? Why isn't that the big economic news of the day? Yeah, you heard right. Don't stare at your radio, especially if you're driving. I'm not in your dashboard. I'm right here. More than 250,000 new jobs in 1 month under Trump. March, those are the March numbers for new jobs. Sounds like pretty good economic news to me. And yet they don't mention that. They also don't mention that there are roughly 50 countries already that are knocking on our door going, we don't want these reciprocal tariffs. We'll negotiate with you. We'll get rid of our tariffs completely. If that's what you want, 50 countries already, more good news about the economy, but they won't tell you because they really hate you.